Welcome to Be Your Own Rescue podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Miller. And this segment is about boundaries between a mother and a son. And why I think that it is so important to have. One reason why I think that it is very important is because in reality, a little boy's most possession is his mother, his grandmother, his aunt, cousin. It doesn't matter as long as it's a female. It's very important because that's the first and most important relationship that they start with. I believe that the reason why we have so much hatred within men's and women's, especially like black men's and women's. And I think the reason why we have such a hard time with one another, because the first person that was in our life was our mother or whoever raised you. And you looked at them as a mother figure. And I believe that this is one reason why men have a problem with women's. But in reality, it's not really about the women's. It's about the mother. But they never say that. They never say that. And you know, I see a lot of videos where mothers and son, how they engage with one another. And I see where a mother got upset with her son because the son is so used to people making him breakfast. And so she told him, he's 15, and she told him that he's going to learn how to cook for herself. She also told him that she's not always going to be around. And so I really don't have much to say about that because that's true. That's the honest God truth. But in reality, I have to switch where, why is it that boys have a hard time struggling to be independent or to pick up behind themselves, cook for themselves, wash dishes? I know the reason why, because a majority of them are not taught to do these things. Now, I'm not going to say that they're not boys, they are not taught, because they are. They are boys that have been taught how to cook and how to clean. And I think that is such a blessing, because when you teach your boys how to cook, how to clean, how to take care of themselves, how to respect themselves, in the same alignment that you look at a girl and tell that female to do, it's a blessing. I think where the curse comes is when you're only teaching one sexes, the female, of how to do everything and how to be everything for everybody else. But when you teach someone how to be everything for everybody else, you already lost. And then it's my thing too, is that when you teach, I think that I just have to go off the topic a little bit, then I'm going to come back on. The reason why I'm talking about little girls or young girls, you know, teenagers, is because I think when we do this to girls, we want girls not to sleep around. We want girls to be very respectful. We want girls not to wear revealing clothes. We want girls to clean up, you know, do everything they're supposed to do, because I'm shaping you up so you can find your husband. But have you ever asked yourself this question? The same way you shaping her up, are you shaping your son up that somewhere a woman would find him? And not find him in a position where he do not know nothing? Do not know how to take up for himself? Do not know how to show emotions? Do you not know that those things are very important too in a marriage? This is one reason why marriages do not work. Because you're over here packing up one package and you're putting everything else in this package in the girl. But the one thing you're not putting in her is everything that she needs to be for herself. Now, what is she going to do when all that you have taught her? But maybe, just maybe, it's not even in the universe that it was even meant for her to have a husband. So you have taught her to be everything for everybody else, but you didn't teach her to be everything to herself. So you failed. So therefore, someone failed you for you to teach her that. Now I'm going to go back over here to the teenagers. Now, we don't teach boys that. We don't teach them that you don't, you know, we'll tell them that I've heard, so you don't stick your thing in everybody, blah, blah, blah. But do you say, you know, you're valued too. You're somebody too. Your body is sacred. We'll sit over here and we'll tell these girls over here that their body is sacred. But we don't tell boys. It's like, yeah, going out there and slither in the mud and everything, get dirty and all that. Because no matter what, you still a king. And that's what people going to look at you as, a king. We sitting up here cutting hedges off of a tree as if it is a young girl. But with a boy or a man, it doesn't even matter. It don't even matter because it's always dodging. Just like a gang, you're dodging it, whatever. I don't care if I look messy, whatever. I still rise. I rise. Because I already cut you down over here on the right. So no matter how much you try, people are still going to remember what you did. Now, people still may remember what he did, but at the same time, we're not taught that. We're not taught that. And this is one reason why young boys and teenage men struggle so hard. They struggle so hard. And then when they grow up, then you want them to have all this that you didn't teach them. You didn't teach them the things that they needed. You taught them that what you heard. Like, oh, a boy gonna be a boy, a man gonna be a man. Well, you can't do what a man do. Could it be that that's why this world somewhat messed up? But it's messed up on both sides. It messed up because you sitting over here telling your daughter she can't do the things that your son can do. So therefore, you got some girls that say, well, I'm gonna show you that I'm gonna do more than what he can do. You know, it's unbalanced. You know, it's one thing to be unbalanced in a healthy way. You know, it's like being in a marriage. It's like, okay, you go order groceries and stuff. Okay, and you got two boys or whatever, you know. Okay, and they carry the grocery in and all that. You know, they help mama, whatever, and all the heavy stuff and all that. You know, and then when they put the stuff in the kitchen and everything, and then you just put it up. Okay, then that's fine for it to be unbalanced. Because at the same time, they helped you. It ain't like you had to constantly go put stuff on the table, go back and get this struggle to put. No, you didn't. So, in reality, sometimes it's all right to be unbalanced in a healthy way. But when you unbalanced majority of the time, I mean, to me, that's not even fair. And I know a lot of people say, well, life is not fair. No, life is not fair, but it can be fair if we choose to. It can be fair a little bit. Sometimes people only want it to be fair when it benefits them. So say like, if you know that you're going to get something from somebody, you will do something that you normally wouldn't do. But you only do it because it benefits you. Okay, so like you want some new Jordans. The new Jordans are out. And you know, and she said she gonna buy you these shoes. So she asked you to cut the grass. Or she asked you to clean up, because you are good at cleaning up, but you just don't like cleaning up. Okay, and you do it, but you only do it because you're getting shoes. And even though it's a nice suggestion, whatever, gesture, whatever, but at the same time, it's not genuine. You're only doing it because you're getting something. When you do something and you're not getting nothing out of it, it means more of a blessing. It does. Or either like you come home and you say, oh, I gotta go in here and clean up, I gotta go and cook, and then you come home, stuff is cleaned up, food is on the table, or either they're in the kitchen cooking or preparing to cook. Doesn't that make you feel good? I know it make me feel good when I had already prepared my mind for the worst, but what I thought was the worst was the best. But I wanted to talk about how parents embarrasses their kids on social media. I seen a video where a parent and her son had an argument. Okay, so she was just upset, you know, and I understand all that. So she went and laid down. So his way of saying, I'm sorry, mama, he went and he mowed the lawn. He did it as if he had his own lawn company, landscaping company. And she was so happy, and you know, and I can tell her what she was happy. She was like, yeah, I was so happy through it. And she was like, well, I guess this is his way of saying thank you. So, you know, somebody said some little negative comment or whatever. You know, it's basically trying to say that, you know how when men don't be in the household with the child that they help to make, you know, and the man, I think a man had said, yeah, oh Lord, you know how some women say, oh, you the man of the house now. So basically, like, if that's your boyfriend, your son is your boyfriend. And she was basically saying that, no, me and my son have that communication. She said, but I'm going to teach my child responsibility. And what's wrong with teaching your child responsibility? Because I believe if it was a female and it was something about cleaning up, I bet he wouldn't have said anything remotely about that. But it's how we are trained and it's how we are raised. You know, and one thing I will say that I didn't like, I know next day I saw they was doing a live, you know, and she was just talking, asking questions, and she was saying, don't allow you to speak. Don't allow you to express yourself and all that. You know, and you could tell, like, you could really tell he had no interest in being on live with her. The way I look at it, he was like, I guess in his mind was like, why are you telling people our business? And to him, you know, that probably was embarrassing. Because at the end of the day, if she was in his shoe, it would have been embarrassing to her too. So, you know, he shook his head a little bit and all that. She was like, talk. I can't hear you. Talk. See, and to me, that wasn't right. You don't force people to go on social media to talk and to embarrass them. People never forget that. People would never let you forget nothing that you do on social media. And so she was like, you know, I'm just tired of him. He's got a nasty attitude. I'm just tired of him with his nasty attitude. Just go on, get on out of here. You know, first of all, you should have never even made him get on live. And the reason why I say she made him, because it's true. Because when she was talking, and I think somebody said, oh, you know how somebody said, well, maybe he's just shy. And she said, oh, he ain't shy. He just don't want to do it. And then They say, well, maybe he didn't want to do the live. And she say, what you mean he didn't want to do the live? He ain't have no other rights but do the live. He do what I say. And I was like, oh, really? This boy is 15 years old. You gonna make him go on live? See, I don't mean no harm, and I don't mean no disrespect. But that's baby boomers' issues that they have. I have heard a lot of people talk about baby boomers and the Zen and the X and all that. And then it was a generation of the silent generation. So then we wonder why people turn out silent. People act like all of a sudden when people are silent, oh, they just slow. No. If you look it up, I think it's a list of generation. It says the silent generation. I think it's like in the 1900s early. The silent generation. But people act like, oh, what's wrong with her? She don't even want to talk. He don't even want to talk. Well, now we know there's a reason why. Because there was a generation. And I want to tell you another thing. Anything that people talk about, the X and the Z, you best believe the baby boomers or the silent generation, or even before, you know, all the other generation that wasn't even included on the generation list, there is a reason why things are the way they is. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I remember, you know, back in the days, you know, get your tail whooping, couldn't anything be done about it. Well, then you don't think that's the reason why they have CPS now? Because nothing could be done about it? Oh, back in the days, you didn't talk back. Oh, if somebody said that they saw you do something, oh, you got a whooping from her. You got a whooping when you got home. You got a whooping when you got a spanking at school, church. All that discipline, but never talked about love. Never talked about talking to someone. Never talked about how are you doing. How are you feeling? Now, I understand that that's just how it was. But at the end of the day, I disagree too. Because everybody didn't grow up like that. Everybody didn't get hit like that. Everybody didn't get cussed like that. Everybody didn't. And I think that it's really sad for parents that think that it's like they think they own you. This is the way I look at it. For the few minutes, a little hours that you had with your partner and to make that baby, I think it's just like that when that man, whoever, and y'all had sex, and then all of a sudden it was over with. It's almost like that's the most you think of love in a moment is when you with your intimate and you made that baby. But then it's like when you have that baby, then it's almost like when they're a baby, when they get certain months, you want them to raise their head. You want them to look around and all that. You want them to crawl. You want them to walk. You want them to say, "Mommy, basically, daddy, the number one." They start talking. You want them to start walking around. But as soon as they start doing those things that you want, go over there and sit down. Because now you've been proven to me that I did right. And I think that, you know, when I look at that, it's like, boundaries not only benefit the son and his family, they also benefit the mother. When you communicate that you are committed to honoring someone else's boundaries, you are showing them love and respect. And I think that somewhere, it's like common sense went out the door. It's like people do not think that they need to show you respect. It's like, you do what I say. And when I say, and how I say, you know, I was listening to this lady, and she was talking about the baby boomers, and she was saying how, and I remember some of this stuff. This is how I know it's true. I remember she said that, like, when somebody would have a baby, and she said that the older people say, put that baby back down. Ain't nobody gonna want to keep that baby. You spoiling that baby. But it's like, you think it's more important for me to put my baby down and let my baby cry than for me to hold my baby and caress my baby and let my baby know that I got his or her back. But it's it seemed like it was more instilled in those days of lay his tail down or lay her tail down. They'll be all right. How you know they'll be all right? How, you know, when I think about it, a lot of babies was put in cribs and beds and stuff and could have been in pain. But because they couldn't let you know, and the only way they could let you know is by crying. And so you've been taught that, oh, he just spoiled, she just spoiled, you know. And I also remember, like, they also would talk about you, you know, when they keep the baby, say that they wouldn't change the baby. They'll just let the baby cry, and then they'll be on the phone talking about you. And that's the truth. That is the honest God truth. You know, and then the thing about it, some of them, you know, like, especially the mother, whoever, don't want to go nowhere. They don't want to leave their baby. You're like, no, go ahead. I keep them. You know, go ahead. You need to get out of the house. And then when you decide to go out for that night or whatever that day, and then they're on the phone. I don't know why she left his baby here with me. She know I don't feel good. I told her I didn't feel good. Now this baby in here crying and stuff. She always holding him all the time. And the reason why she holding him as much as she can, because when she around you, she ain't strong enough to pick her baby up without you always having something to say. See, some people tell a story, but they don't tell the story the way it needs to be told. They tell the story the way the story was told also about them. You know, and then you gotta hear people come with, you know your mama, you know your grandmama's sick, and you know that they can't be doing this. Yeah, but they have no problem turning that bottle up. They have no problem sitting there arguing at my daddy, my granddaddy. They have no problem trying to fight people in the house. But I'm the villain because she the one who talked me into going out. And because I wanted to be there with my child. There are many people who wanted to be there with their child. But people would say, no, go ahead, go on out. Oh, you just make it, just dress it up nice. But as soon as you leave, before you probably even you make it down the street, they're on the phone talking about you. You know, she left this baby here with me. Coming over there, because when I get there, I'm gonna tell her about herself. And then you don't listen to the person trying to tell you something. You just taking grandmama's side or whoever's side, because you know that's what you was taught to take, elderly's side. Well, this is my thing. It shouldn't matter who it is. I think that an individual should sit and be quiet and listen to both people who are communicating, and then say, well, Aunt Mary, you didn't tell me that. You said that you said that she just left. Well, yeah, I did tell her that she can leave. Well, Aunt Mary, why are you telling me that she just left if you tell her that she can leave? You know, and then now the person that believed in the aunt or grandma, now she's gonna say, well, wow, all this time I don't believe in my grandma or aunt. And all this time, they were lying. And see, that's why I'm telling you. And that's nothing we do as people. It's whoever you love the most, respect the most, that other person is cast out. Because no matter what that person says to you, do to you, they ain't never wrong. But you know they wrong. But because you got some type of hung up about your past, your childhood, and you know that maybe that aunt or whoever took you in, so you know you can't sit and say, well, you know, auntie, I think you're wrong. No, you're not going to say that because you're scared she'll throw you out. And especially if you're not even family. How dare you go against me? I took you in when no one wanted you. Oh, that's how we roll? Okay. Well, you can roll yourself round out that door. Because I'm done with you. No. You don't go against me. I don't care what I do. You always be there for me. I don't care. Think about when I was there for you, when nobody was there. You're right, auntie. I'm sorry. You're right. You was there for me. I know I was there for you. And I done for you. Nobody, your own family didn't want you. I'm the one sitting here and breaking my back, working all these hours for you and all that. But my thing is, why did you take her in? Why did you take him in? See, this is what get me with people. And like with parents, when they say stuff like, I had you. You know, I'm out here breaking myself for you. No, you ain't break yourself for me. You broke yourself for who you laid up with. That's who you broke yourself for. You ain't broke yourself for me because you know what? We didn't ask to come here. So, you know, some of you parents, you need to stop that. Trying to make your kids feel bad about because you wanted to lay down. Now, I'm not talking for the ones who people who done something to you and rape you. I'm not talking about those. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the ones who laid up with people. It was all happy and everything, even though I know it, like I say, I know they're young and I know they make mistakes. And I understand that. But at the same time, a lot of parents are wrong too. They, you know, you want to sit around, you know. It's like, you can't even be free in a home without shackles on your hands and your ankles. Because it's like, no matter what, they can't let you be. And the reason why they can't let you be, because no one allowed them to be them. See, this is why I say generation curse. That's what it is. When you cannot be free within yourself, you expect them to fly. You expect them to be an eagle and fly on their own. When you was constantly cutting their wings off. I done did everything I could do for you. I done bent backwards for you. I done talk for you. I done walk for you. And you telling me you can't do this one thing for me? But yet and still they're literally cutting your wings off. This is how psychotic some of us sound. We know what we're doing. You know how it is somebody will play with your head. You remember that, I don't know if y'all remember this movie with Bette Davis. And I think it was her, if I'm not for sure, her sister and this guy. And they came back and she was in this big home. And they planned to drive her crazy. So what they did is that they start making noises and stuff and all that and calling her name and all this stuff. Just driving Bette Davis crazy. I don't know if it was called Charlotte. I think it was called Charlotte. And all this time, this woman thought she was going crazy until she overheard them one night. Overheard them talking about it and laughing about it. The things that they were doing to her. Do you not know that's what people do to us? They literally do this to us. They know what they're doing. They will literally say something. They will literally do something to you. Literally leave something behind. And then next minute, you said, you know, you saw it and you get upset. And then you go, you know, you go get them. And then, but because you left, they had enough time to get it and take it away. I'm like, what are you talking about? What? I don't see nothing. Calm down. Then they start patronizing you. I know, I understand. You know, you're going through enough. I understand. Everything's going to be all right. We're going to get this doctor, and we're going to see what we can do for you. All the time, that was a plan. And if you don't have people to believe in you, people will allow those people that's playing games with you will be those people that will put you behind bars, especially if you got some money, a big home and all that. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And if you ain't got other family and people to fight for you and all that, there will be those main people that will be over you. Over you. And that's why, like, mental health is so important. Because when people start messing with your mental health and your self-care, I don't care how bad you are. I don't care how you built. I don't care if you can sing, but if your head, if your psyche is all over the place, and when I mean all over the place, I mean when your brain left, it never came back. And people will continue to make you worse than what you were. But then here comes somebody else says that, wait a minute, hold up, wait a minute. What's going on? I ain't never seen my aunt like that. Never. Well, I ain't never seen my sister like this. Never in my life have she ever acted this way. She was always on her game. She was always responsible. If I write a check for her or whatever and I forget, she would tell me the amount that it was, and she would also tell me the date and the time. This is how I know something isn't right. It would take somebody that is loyal and start to speak up and say, you know, something ain't right. These things didn't happen until these two came into the home. But it takes somebody to stand on their own and not care what somebody say, or even if they don't have nowhere to live. Sometimes it takes for you to have power within yourself to say, okay, I get out. Because one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to do that to her. I'm not going to do that to her. And I know that this video all over the place, but that's just me. I am all over the place. And I'm here to tell you, I am all over the place. And that's fine. Because at the end of the day, if you got something out of me being all over this place, I won. Now, if you say, well, you're all over the place, I don't understand. Okay, and I said that too. But at the end of the day, it's almost like looking at a movie. You know how you look at a movie and when it's your favorite actor or actress or something that you know that, you know, they dance or they sing. You know how we focus more on what we like and not focus on other things in the movie? Because the reason I'm going to tell you this, it was Shrek. It was the first Shrek. And, you know, of course, people pay attention to Shrek and all, you know, and this, the girl and all that, and crazy Eddie Murphy. And so it was on TikTok. And so this guy was saying that, you know, I didn't see this. He said, you know, I didn't pay attention to this. It was, check this out. It was a mama bear and a papa bear in a cage. And it was a little baby, the baby bear, in a small cage, didn't have room. So they was upset. Then all of a sudden they show, it goes forward. Then it shows the papa bear and their baby bear. They was upset. But where was mama bear? You know where mama bear was? Mama bear was in a house on the couch. And so I said to myself, that kind of remind me of something. That's almost like, that kind of remind me when I'm, first of all, it remind me when mommy and daddy was in a cage. It kind of remind me of slavery. It kind of remind me when the baby bear was in a cage. It kind of remind me of the, you know, the situation where they had all the kids in the cages. Okay. Then it kind of remind me of when it was mama and the child left alone and daddy he wasn't there or he was locked up. But this time it was mama bear. And the reason I'm saying is that sometimes when you're looking at a movie, I'm gonna try to not only look at the people that, you know, I may admire or the things that they do, my eyes are going to actually focus on everything in that movie. This is how we lose sight on things. This is why they say, well, didn't you see that? No, I didn't see that. You didn't see that? See, because other people are not focusing on the actress or the actor. They're focusing on things around the actress or the actor. This is a lot of things when I think about it. You know, I said, I didn't notice that, because we're too focused on things that we should not be focused on. Okay, it's all right to focus on them, but when you're only focused on that, that's just like a situation, you know, in life right now. Certain people are only focused on what they want to be focused on. And then the other person's only focused on what they want to, or either they're focused on what they need to be focused on and also what you should be focused on. It's like the people that always want to do wrong, they only focus on themselves. You know, they only be focused on themselves. You know, and so I thought that was very interesting, you know, that, you know, that just like anything, it's like, you know, when you, it's like getting with somebody, you know, you don't focus on how they act, you don't focus on what they tell you, you don't focus on how they're telling you, you don't focus on when they tell you they're going to do something, then they don't do it, but because you were somewhere where you didn't get, where your needs was not met. So you're going to do everything in your power to make sure that you meet his needs or you meet her needs. And the only reason why we do that is because our needs wasn't met. See, but you see the problem in that? How are you going to get what you need when no one gave you what you need? So now you think that you're strong enough and powerful enough to give this individual what he need? You don't even know what he need. You don't even know what he shouldn't even be getting. Because all you know is that you're trying to make him happy, or you're trying to make her happy. And see, this is one reason why nothing relationships don't work. Because when you're too busy trying to make everybody else happy, but you're not happy. You know? That's just like going out there and running for the Olympics. But you haven't took care of yourself. You haven't stretched. You didn't eat. You didn't get a good night rest. If you're on medication, you're not taking your medication. You're skipping your medication. So that's side effects already. Then on top of the side effects that the medicine, if you do take it like you're supposed to, then that's side effects. So, you know, that heightened it worse because you're not taking it. So I'm supposed to go out here and stand and let people know that the United States is the best. But I'm not treating myself the best. But I'm supposed to go out into the world and let people know that the United States is the best. You see what I mean? It's like I'm not even fully loaded with the things that I need. But I expect to be the best and to give the best. Now you see how that's messed up? And this is why sometimes things doesn't work. Because why are you out here trying to give something that you don't have? Something that you don't even know what it is. Like no matter what it is, you gotta be that what you're trying to give. No matter what, you got to be that what you're trying to give. And that's one thing I believe. You got to. You got to. You can sit and, you know, think that you're going to give the world and all that. But you're not. Not at all. It's not going to work out. And then we wonder why things doesn't work out in relationships. We wonder why. And then we get upset. And then we tell ourselves, I don't care. I'm still going to make it work. And every time you say you're going to make it work, what's is spoken in the universe for you, and if the universe does not fit in your category the way it needs to, it is not going to work. And the more you get upset, you're going to try. But never do you ever just sit down, or never ever do you just sit and say, wait a minute, why is all the stripes against me? Or better yet, why am I against myself? We never sit down and just stop. We never stop and say, wait a minute. Why is it that every time, no matter what I try to do, why is it that no matter whatever he or she does to me, I'm still going to be there for them, and I want to be in this marriage or this relationship? It does not work out because it's not meant for you. It's not meant for you. That's why. And then you wonder why other people are coming into your marriages or relationship, into your life. If it ain't nothing but to destroy you, because it's trying to pull you apart from what you are trying to hold on to. But you can't see that, and you don't want to see that. All you know is what you're used to. Well, just maybe is the game is over, and the game is tired of playing the same cards, and the same people are tired sitting at that table, and the same people are tired telling those same old stories, those same old lies. They're tired of wearing the same old clothes. Like, people have evolved and you haven't. And then you wonder why universe is fighting against you, or better yet, why are you fighting against universe? That's the reason why. I had to learn that myself. And I know a lot of us girls, we be the one, you know, to say stuff like, I don't care what he do, you know, or whatever, I'm going to be there for him. I'm going to be a ride die chick or whatever. You know, like my grandmama said, they ain't like us. We have to teach them. They're not fast like us. We're fast. Our brain is quick. Maybe that's true. Just maybe they know what they're also doing. Because if they can get you to do whatever they want you to do, and they don't have to raise a finger, but only to disrespect you and to bring you down, majority of them are not going to try in the first place. Because everything's working the way they want it to work. And then, you know, and you hear all this stuff like, well, you know, a man gonna be a man, and, you know, and one time I had a woman tell me, you know, we have to help them because, you know, they just don't know. You know, we have to be there for them. And all the time we being there for them, they ain't being there for us. And all the time we being there for them, they're not going to be there for themselves. So either way, we both messed up. But at the same time, I'm messing myself up too, because I'm a good person. But I'm not treating myself good. And what I am around is not good for me. And also that goes for them. Because I feel like the more you do self-destructive stuff and the things that you do, and when you want to change, it's going to be hard for you to change. Because why? You have been this way for so long. And it may have felt good and sounded good when you was doing it, but I'm going to tell you what. When a certain person come into your life and you want that person and you only want to be with that person, but no matter what you try to do, you just seem to can't get it together. And then now you're really upset because you want to be a good person, but you just don't know how to be a good person, because you also have allowed people to just allow you just to be a fool and just to do what you want to do. And then you wonder why things don't go the way that they should with you. You know, sorry about this chair. I'm constantly moving it. I apologize for that. But I don't think we really think about stuff like that. I really don't. I just don't. We think about things like that. You know, I think sometimes we tell ourselves lies and stuff because we really feel like, especially when you know you don't have the things that you need within you, so you would tell yourself lies to make yourself feel like you do have it. Well, I don't care, as long as I got a man. A half a man is better than no man at all. And that's nothing they say that the baby boomers used to say their parents used to tell them and that they grew up with that. I've heard somebody say a half a man is better than not having a man at all. But then you wonder why you was always doing things by yourself, because it was half. So evidently somebody else out there had the other half. And maybe just the half that you wanted, somebody else had it. So maybe their part on their end was just a little easier. It may not have been easier the way they want it, but it wasn't like yours. Because you chose to pick all the bad parts from a person. Haven't you noticed that with some people, say like when a person is involved with two people, whether it's a man or woman, haven't you noticed that when whoever that certain person that they care for, love for, sorry, I'm young. Have you noticed that if they really care about that person, whatever they'll break their back for that person. Even though they cheat and everything, but they will break themselves for that person. They will, if that person said, if they even own it with that other woman or that man, and that person says, I need you. What's wrong? What's wrong? I'll be there. I gotta go. You gotta come on. I'm at work. Well, you gotta come, because I gotta go somewhere. It's very important. Now, he didn't give his word that he was gonna watch your child for you, because you didn't have nobody to watch your child. But because this other individual called and said that she needed him, and she may not even need him, but the fact that she know that she can call him and tell him, and him, just like that, in a split second, yes, then you have to look and say, well, okay, I know that we share you, but at the end of the day, I really can't count on you. Because I do believe, like, okay, it's her fault for even being involved in a situation like that. But at the same time, too, I know a lot of people that are involved with other people and all that. And if that person needs them or whatever, they're going to be there for them. And they say, no, I can't, because, you know, I'm doing something. I can't do that. No, I can't do it. I'm sorry. But soon as she come in, I will come over there. You know. Now, to me, that's respectful. Because what that also teaches her is that she just can't call him anytime she wants. Or he can't just call, you know, vice versa. But when you don't have any hold over yourself, and when anybody can just call you whatever, you're also a pawn in their hand too. That's what I don't think we also think that. We think that because the person has two women, we seem to think that, oh, he got it going on. Yeah, he got it going on. He got it going on because that's what he saw his dad do. He got it going on because that's how he saw his mom allow men to do her. He got it going on. He got it going on that he can't even be alone. He got it going on that he cries at night. He got it going on that he don't have his life together. He got it going on that he got so many babies by so many women. He got it going on he don't spend time with his children. He got it going on he's not even working. He got it going on these women support him. He got it going on that any day that these women get mad at him, they can drop him in a second. He got it going on. He has no home of his own. He got it going on that he's laying from pillow to post. He got it going on that they buy his clothes. He got it going on that they feed him. He got it going on they choose when to let him drive their car. Yeah, he got it going on all right. Now, you see how we look at things and we tell men that they got it going on? He ain't got it going on. They got it going on. He just benefit. He benefit what they got. And I think that we have to change our minds, the way we see things. You know, like, I used to hear people say stuff like, Come to my brain. Come. Oh man, you know how you know what you want to say, but it just doesn't come out. Oh yeah, I know what I'm saying. How people say, oh, he got it going on. He really got her strung out. He ain't got her, like I said, he ain't got her strung out. The issue that she suffered from is what got her strung out. Not having a daddy got her strung out. Not having a mama got her strung out. Being talked to like a dog got her strung out. Being raped got her strung out. Treated badly got her strung out. No one loving you the way you should be loved got her strung out. People only loving you the way they was shown love got her strung out. So the next time when you see somebody who is having a situation and they just, you know, allow somebody to do them any type of way, think for a moment and don't think the way we have been taught. Don't say, oh, he got her strung out. No, he ain't got her strung out. Her own issues have her strung out. Really? Her issues. His issues. Because in reality, majority of the time, it's not even about sex. That's just add to it. But at the end of the day, it's not even about sex. If you've been abandoned, you don't want to be abandoned. So you will do whatever you can to stay with that individual. And you don't care how that individual treats you. You don't care. All you know is what you want to be and who you want to be with. That's all you know. And that's the only thing that you're interested in. It's being with that individual. You don't care what people say. Like my mama told me, to stand behind him no matter what. He's a man. He needs me. No. Your pain needs him. Your misunderstanding needs him. Nobody told you that you can make it on your own needs him. We need to start thinking different than the way we was raised up. We really do. So that's what I'm going to start saying now. When people say, oh, he, she strung out, I'm saying, yeah, they strung out on their own issues. Because we around here, we wonder why we can't get it together. Because we sitting around here worrying about, oh, you hooked because of some being with somebody or in bed, and it has nothing to do with it. And I'm telling you another thing. When you're around the people and all you do is hear the same talk over and over and over. And what I mean by that, when you hear people say, oh, girl, just give it some time. You know, y'all just got married. You know, give it some time. I've been in my marriage 15 years. My husband beat my tail all every day, don't you, Joe? Sure do. I well on that head. He do too, and I love him. He excuse me. That's funny. But that's what we do. We'll sit around. We'll sit around and say, yeah, that's right, Joe. Show do. I'll walk that head. Yeah, I show do. I let her know who's in charge. And the only thing that's ever in charge is because your daddy wasn't there. It's because you had to grow up at an early age. That's what's there. I'm sorry, I just had to laugh about it. But you know, laughing is good. But, you know, I mean, it's funny, but it's the truth. It's an honest God truth. You know, it's an honest God truth. You know. Like, I remember when me and my friends, Tab, Angela, Ev, and all of Shell, you know, Michelle Allen, all those hanging around and stuff and all that. I think FMs. I'm not doing it on purpose, but and I remember when she has passed now, you know, and Aunt Moosey, you know, she used to do funny stuff and I used to be laughing and stuff, and she'd be like, Aunt Moosey be like, I know that shoe need, I know that shoe. And Nene be like, I ain't even do nothing. And she didn't do nothing, it was me. And the reason I bring that up is because it's whatever or however a person feels. If they feel like you're the one doing it, they're going to say you're doing it, but you're not doing it. And then sometimes people, like, they'll pick a certain person out that they say, you will always be the person that I will always blame. You will be the person that I will say started something, but in reality, I know my sister started it. But because I'm not strong enough and brave enough to speak up to my sister, because nobody has ever been brave and strong enough to speak up to my sister, so you're going to have to take the bait. Now, that's no disrespect to Aunt Moosey. I just remember that because, you know, it was just funny. We had a lot of good times and stuff. That's the only reason why I brought that up, but to no disrespect. But that's true. But I don't know, I was just laughing about that. You know, like, women actually sit around and joke about a man beating them up. Literally beating them up like it ain't nothing. You know, I have to check my time because I can't go over. Sometime, you know, I can go over. Okay, I gotta stop. I gotta end this. So, always remember you're at peace and not in pieces. Always remember that you're cool as a cucumber. Always remember that when people are talking about somebody else they have it going on, always remember it's their issues that they have it going on. If you was left and your mother, your father left you, those are abandonment issues. So therefore, since you was abandoned, you're going to take people disrespect. You're going to put up, you're going to tolerate. That's what that means. So let's change the brain cells. Let's change the game and stop saying, oh, he or she must have it going on. No, they don't have it going on. The reason they have it going on because she or he don't have it going on. So that's why you look at them and say, wow, yeah, he must be doing it. No, he ain't doing it. She doing it. She's a prize. A fool for a fool. Excuse my French. But I have to end this because it's 57 minutes and it's 50. Because at 60, I will go over. So, and always remember that you are somebody. And always remember that you do not have to be your past. And if you do have to be your past, and if you choose to stay in your past, know that you can change. You can change. You don't always have to be that person that just settles for things and settle for the same people. Like, get up from that table. Get off that ground. Come off around that corner. Stop walking the same street. Stop walking the same path. Change up. If you change up, your life changes for you. You cannot expect to do the same things. I am definitely talking to myself. Believe me, I am. But you have to change your life.
Come on. Right, sorry. I had a stick.